not, but he should be Mahara believer.
When it comes to davening, this is the tzibra's Isaac and Tfilon Utanan. We'll learn the Mishnah later. For Yoim Medvat Tfila, if somebody thought that that's davening from an Esri, then he's Kashu Bakeri, and he remembered in the middle of davening he's a Bakeri. So the Kurah the Bakeri is not allowed to daven. Is a din lo yifsa. You shouldn't stop davening there. Eli Yakatsa. Make each bracha short and finish davening. So the deal. Time or the Yaskol. Why can he finish because he already started the davening? Hola Yaskol, Mashmah the Bakeri did not start the davening yet. Lo Yaskol, he should not start davening. Ah, you have the kasha, the tzibur is davening. It's not nice, he should be sitting doing nothing, and the tzibur is davening. So if that's the reason why he's Mahara and Krishma, the same song, he should be Mahara and Tfil also. So Rashi Eli, Yikater, Kol Bracha Bruch. Every Bracha should make sure. So tomorrow, Shani Tfil is left from Alpha Shemayim. I'll tell you, Tfil is not so important, because there is not Alpha Shemayim. It's after by Krishma, that the tzibur is being the Kabbalah of Alpha Shemayim. That's not nice if you're sitting Yeshiva doing. But Shaykh's feel it's not so important as Kabbalah for Mafesh Mayim. Because the Gemara, that's the Svara. For Reb Yurcha Tamozer Liachra, benching the left Beinech Mafesh Mayim, there is no union of Mafesh Mayim by benching. Utanan, how Mishnah says, Al Hamozer Mavorach Liachra, that he's allowed to bench afterwards. And how was he allowed to bench afterwards? Only the hearer. So the Kashmir is according to Rav Chizda, that he is Lavka Dibudami, so when he benches, the hearer is not Mekayim the Mitzvah benching. So the guy, what should he bench for? We're saying now the only reason why he's so Krishna, because he has Malchus Shemayim. So it's not nice if everybody else has Malchus, he doesn't have Malchus. But by benching, we don't have that tomorrow. So what did he should bench for if he's not Mekayim de Mitzvah? So tomorrow, El Mal Teretz is like this. Then we work with one. The El Mal Teretz is this. Krishma of Bircha Samosun de Yeraisa. But Tfilu de Rabbonim. The Teretz says where the Mitzvah is the Mitzvah de Yeraisa. So the Rabbonim didn't want the Balkari to be Vatal the Mitzvah Lagam. Even though with Hiri, not Yoitza the Mitzvah, but Hiri is something. Mishnah moving down like Yoitza Kopon and Mitzvah Hiri. Like you did something. So, with the Mitzvah, the Yoitza, the Rabbonin said, do something, do a Hiri. My Hashem came to feel it's only a Chiv and the Rabbonin to daven, so they don't have to do anything. But then the Chnam, the Lokon Shab Chizda, even when you're Mahari, Bekrishim, or Birchas, and Mosin, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, if you mean it is Luitza, you go to the Mikvah right afterwards, you have to say Krishma over again, or you have to bench over again. Just right now, this is the Zman HaMitzvah, you should do something called here. Said Rashi, no, it's not Al-Zerach Eretz now. Kurmaz Chayza. Al-Zerach Eretz will pass by Tfil also. So now the Eretz is that with the Mitzvah, the Yeraisa, that we want you to do. That's Maskana. And Allah will pass it like this, that here is Lavka Dibadami, if you have to be Maskana every Brach or every Tfilah, everything you say, you have to at least be Maitzvah Mitzvah, but it has to come out of your mouth. Even though you don't hear it, he is, but as long as it comes out of your mouth, you Yaitzvah. That's called the Dibra. But with here alone, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And you're not Mekayim Tfilah, and Krishma, and any Brachas. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda. Minayim Lebirchas Hamozin Liachre Minatir. How do we know there's a Chiv to bench with Yeraisa? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yachalte V'savoto V'rachta. Minayin lebirchot ha-teru lefuneh min ha-teru. How do we know the zechiyah midiraisa to make birchot ha-teru before you learn teru? And these are the only two brachas that's midiraisa, benching a birchot ha-teru. Shenema, the Pasuk says, ki shema Hashem ekru, when you say Hashem's name, hovogodil olakeinu. Give back shvach, and give back a bracha to Hashem. So almost spoke out, the Mashah says, that the pshat from the Ramban says in the Akdoma to Chumash, that the whole Torah is only tzirufim of shemus of Hashem. The whole Torah Shaduktav are only different ways of making up Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that's John the Pasuk. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you say Hashem's name, that means when you learn Torah, which is Hashem's name, of a good Lord Kainu. There's a chiyah to give a shvach, give a bracha back to Hashem. Now, the Rosh Sheep has learned that the chiyah midiraisa is even when a yochid learns Torah. Like our brachas of Torah we make every morning, that's the chiyah midiraisa. There are some shittas we shine and learn that only means by an aliyah. When you make a bracha for the tzibah, when you have a kriya satara, barabim, the bracha you make then, that's midiraisa. That's the mitzvah shittah like that. But Rav Shittah says no. That our bracha we make every morning, even for a yochid, before he learns Torah, is the chiya midiraisa. Now, if you mean it is, if you're sophic, if you made the bracha or not, you're mechuyah to say the bracha over again. Because the sophic, under the raisa, you have to make the bracha over again. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lamadnu Birchas HaTorah Liachreho Min Birchas HaMotzeh, Mikal V'Chayim. If Yochanan wanted to say there should be a svar on Al-Kav Chayma, that you have to make a bracha after you get finished learning Torah, mid your Raita. Let's turn it out from Denshi for Birchas HaMotzeh. Raita, or Birchas HaMotzeh L'Faneho, and a svar when you make a mitzvah before you start eating, should also be mid your Raita, min Birchas HaTorah Mikal V'Chayma. I learned it out from Birchas of Torah from Mikal V'Chayma. What are the svaris? I'll tell you, there's a svar you have to make a bracha after you get finished learning. From the din that you have to bench after you get finished eating with the kav v'chayma. When you go to eat, shein toyin lefonah. There's no chiyuv to make a mitzi before you start eating. But that's zegin toyin liachrov. When you get finished eating, you have a chiyuv to give back hoidah. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have a pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra. When you go to learn Torah, you have to make a bracha before. Habizoy ain the din shetunu achre. You have to make a bracha afterwards. You don't have before. Here by Torah you have before. Avada you have to give afterwards. There's a svara that you see there's the biggest svara to give thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you receive something there from before you received it. Like I mentioned, you see, before you eat the bread, you don't have to give a bracha. But after you already ate, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the leader of Torah also, if you have to make a bracha even before you start learning, treat you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you got finished learning. That's one svara. Right, and now we'll do the other way around also. Obirchas Hamotin Leponeho. To say that when you make a mitzvah, there should be a chiyuv. When you write so, min birchas haTorah from the chiyuv of making a bracha before you learn, mikal v'chayma. Uma haTorah, madach bandi min haTorah, shein tun leachreho. Mid yiraisa by itself, the pasuk doesn't say a chiyuv to make a bracha if you get finished learning. But that's vegan tun lefoneho from the pasuk yishem asher mekra. You have to make a birchas haTorah before you start learning. Of the zaymozin by benching, should toyin leachreho that you have to make a bracha afterwards. Mid yiraisa. That is a story you have to make a bracha beforehand by benching. You see, by birchas haTorah you have to make a bracha before and not afterwards. So benching that's a bracha afterwards, you still have to make beforehand. So this story that Bissel Shver, what kind of tushta is one to the other? That the more soon is. But the more in equal mifra, I can ask the crash question on this. You know why there's a svara to bench after you got finished eating? Because you had a tremendous amount of hanoah, shekein nena. Like your mamash received, you filled yourself up, as the pasuk says. For your chalta v'savoto, you fill yourself up, that's a svara, you have to make a bracha back. Mashen came by Torah, after you learn Torah, we don't see that your mamash filled yourself up. You're not mamash filled. Good, you get ruchnis and you get mitzvahs, but in the you're not filled up. The same way you are after reading. So there's no svara you should have to make a bracha after learning, like you have to reading. Right, though? Umala Torah, and same thing the other way. You want to say, Madach, you have to make a bracha by Limana Torah. Before learning, is the Wadin by benching, you have to make a mitzi before it. You want to learn Alpha Birchas, so there's no sushtel. Shekein Chayelam. I tell you, know why you have to make a bracha before you start to learn Torah? Because Torah is negated to Chayelam. It's giving you Chayelam Abo. It's living for Lailam. Mashenkin eating, when you eat your bread, it's only Chayisha, it's only keeping you alive in this world. But the bread is not going to keep you alive in Abo. So there's no svar, you have to make a bracha before you learn. Which is chai erlam, there's no svar, you have to make a bracha by a mitzi. So you can't learn out one from the other. That's where we hold, that avada ha-mitzi is only midi rabbonin, and avada the bracha after limud haTorah is only midi rabbonin, there's no chi midi raisa. The yoid, noch ha-kashin rabbi yechin is from now. So we don't have it, by kriyas haTorah we have it. Kriyas haTorah we have it, right. Could be not. If according to the Kal V'Chayma, there would be a chiyuv then to everybody to make a bracha afterwards. But we don't hold from the Kal V'Chayma. So now there's no bracha at all. And if Rabbi Yechon would make the chiyuv, we would hold from the Kal V'Chayma. It's only Rabbi Yechon. We're not slugging it up though. We're slugging up Rabbi Yechon. We don't hold from Rabbi Yechon's Kal V'Chayma. It could be Rabbi Yechon himself was also with chiyuv. You're right. According to his Kal V'Chayma, Lashita that holds that Birch Torah we bench every morning is midiraisa, there would be a chiyuv then to say the bracha afterwards. It's just Hashem HaSalam which you have to say. But the marsh slugs it up, there's no limit one from the other. The reason why Birchas HaMotzen you have to bench because the svara you just got filled up. You're full, so you have to give a thank you. Hashem, you have to leave it at Torah, it's not the same marsh filling up, it's a different type of event. The Yoid, we're bringing right from our mission now like you, Rabbi Yechonim. Tanan, it says, Allah of HaBakari, Al-Mozah Nevorach Liyachro.
The ain't number born of Lefonim. It says Pulov is a Balkari, and he's not allowed to say Brochus. So it's like a Moshe. Brochus is also called Torah Shabbat. He can't say Brochus. So the Mishnah says he's only supposed to be Maharer in benching afterwards. But the Moitzi Metchilah doesn't have to make the Brochus at all. If you, Rabbi Yerchon, hold that HaMoitzi is also Midi Raisa, he should ask to be Maharer and make it a Moitzi also. And HaMoitzi Yufta, we don't hold like your Kaaba famous. That about the HaMoitzi is only Midi Rabbonin, and only Brochus HaTeru with one of the Midi Raisa, and only benching afterwards Midi Raisa. But one with the other, you can't mix up. Rashi, ki shem Hashem ekru, ki shabu Moshe l'tkoyach v'divrei shiro, omalem l'Yisrael. Ani yavorach t'chile. Before I say hazinu, first I'm going to make a brocha. V'yatem onu achrei omi. New answer omi. Ki shem Hashem ekru bebrocha, atem hovogodu l'kein, v'omi. Okay, before I start Masech B'yuma. This is the right that Moshe made a brocha before he went to learn. Shein atayin l'fona k'leima. Shloim mitzinu l'nikim l'furish d'vorach l'fona. We don't find anywhere to make a moitzi. Toyin liyachur kidas tibi chata basamot avrachto Torah shatum lefonek li amoran Igu mifrach matavayu Kishata bo lume toru min amozoin Igu mifrach mal amozoin shkeinena Is a bazundra svaru you fool yourself up Zuya chata basavot any of the bench Ugishata bo lume mozoin min a toru to mifrach Mal a toru shkein chayla mabo Learning Torah is a bazundra chshiva to bring you to the chayla mabo There's no raya about a moitzi You have to make a moitzi Right Omer Rav Yehuda Sofik kora kriyashma, sofik le kora, it's whether it's in the morning or whether it's night. You have a sofik if you said kriyashma not, he holds ainu chayit of the kriya. You're not mechuyif to say kriyashma over again. But some say, because he holds kriyashma only with the rabbon. Vashenke, sofik omar emes liyatit, sofik lo yomar, you made the brocha after kriyashma, then chayit of the yomar, emes liyatit. You have to say over again, this brocha emes liyatit. For the more of my time, what's of you this time? He holds kriyashma the rabbon. The chiyah to say kriyishma is only with the rabbonim. Smele every sofet rabbonim, the klal is yivol l'kula. You don't have to say it over again. Rashenkin emes v'yatsiv is the raisa. You know why? Because you'd be maski, you'd see at the shrine. And that was the mishnah before the matis, because Yom says, you'd see at the shrine, kol yimei chayecho, there's a chiyah v'askaras, you'd see at the shrine, zay v'yoyim, zay v'layla. That's the mitzvah of the raisa. So how are you making your mitzvah of the raisa, the chiyah to see at the shrine? With the broch of emes v'yatsiv. That's why you have a sofet, you said emes v'yatsiv, you have to repeat it over again. That's the story. So it's Rashi, Kriyashma, the Rabbonim, Lakama, Poruchla. Emes v'yatsiv yiraisi. Why is it Rashi? Shemaske bo yitzias mitzrayim. Zichyuv ad yiraisi. Zichziv l'man tizkos yom tezgim yitzias mitzrayim. Ziyavachiyah. Shadimo akashe mosa Reb Yosef on Reb Yudom. The Pasuk says, v'shoch v'chov v'kumecha. All the drushes we have before. Mashram ad yiraisi. It says, v'dibartabom. You have to speak in this when v'shoch v'chov v'kumecha. There's a chiyuv when you get up and at night. That's what the Pasuk says, but the Barta Bom means there's a chiyuv to say Torah. Which Torah, any Torah you want. There's a chiyuv talking in the morning and at night to say Sukkim of Torah. Which Sukkim? There's no din midiraisa. That's that we say the Pashas of Krishma, Soni midirabonim. Midiraisa, any Torah you say in the morning, Yoytzim. Tanan, we'll bring a kash from the Mishnah, Tanan. Balkari Mahara Baliboy. Says in the Mishnah, comes this man to say Krishma, for Balkari is allowed to be Mahara Baliboy. Of the Vienna Mavorah, Lula Fanev, Lula Achrel. We are a Muslim Mavorah, Yachu, Vena Vorah, Lafona. So, Poshe, what's Pshan our Mishnah we learned till now? That was Nagay, to Midi Raisa, of Balkari has a Chid to Mahara. That's only Midi Rabbon, and he has no Chid. So, the Zayt says, Kula Balkari could say Krishma. So, Sarai, Krishma is the Raisa Lachura. For the Gemara, we talk of Isaac, and Ms. Yatsiv Yeraitzel the other way. If you hold that the Baruch of Ms. Yatsiv is Yeraitzel, Leboruch Leachreo is Israel, because it's a double kasher. What's that? Because it says, Krishma, Rabbi, you should say the Baruch Leachreo. About Kerish, you have to say the Baruch Ms. Yatsiv. My time in Mavoruch, what is for the empty Gemara Teres now? My time in Mavoruch, what's the reason why should you say he should have to say the brocha emes v'yatsiv midiraisa. E mishum yitzias mitzrayim. If because with this brocha he yoytza the mitzvah zuchius yitzias mitzrayim. And the gemara itkalei b'kriyashma. When the balkari says kriyashma is like yoytza 2 and 1. In the last pasha of ayayim he says shal says yitzam yitzias mitzrayim. So you speak about the yitzias mitzrayim in kriyashma. So he could be yoytza the mitzvah kriyashma yitzias mitzrayim in kriyashma. Kred gemara v'nei mahov v'loi boi ho. Over the good he could say yitzias mitzrayim two places.
in Kriyishma or in Emes V'yatsiv. Fregimor, let him just say Emes V'yatsiv and not Kriyishma. Why does the Mishnah Badaska say the Balkeri should say Kriyishma? And the Gemara, Kriyishma difo, difo tarati. Kriyishma is a better zach to say. Because in Kriyishma he has two things. Zai has Kabbalah Solmach Shemayim, and he has the Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, Balkeri, they could only say one thing. We would grant him say Kriyishma than say Emes V'yatsiv. But l'alocha, what's midiraisa? Only the mitzvah being zechiru to see us the tram, that's what's midiraisa. But the mitzvah saying krishma, that's only midirabon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So drashi this pay tarti, you'd see us mitzrayim o'malchus shemayim. Therefore, Bar Kerav, he has a choice which one to say, is better off saying krishma yaitse two in one day. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We don't hold that l'alocha, l'alocha, we'll have to like next Monday Yama. Rabbi Lezo says no. Rabbi Lezo Omar. Sofik kora kriyishma, sofik lay kora, choyziv a kareya kriyishma. That's what we hold halacha. If anybody's masufik, if he said kriyishma or not, you have a chiyuv to say over again kriyishma. Mashenkein, sofik yispalo, sofik lay yispalo. If you have a sofik, whether you daven shimon esrei, you didn't daven shimon esrei, ain't there choyziv a mispalo. After the blazer, you have no chiyuv to daven over again. Because tefillah is only with the rabbonim, and a sof to rabbonim, you go to kula. Rabbi Yechonin says no. If you have a sofik, if you daven or not, he has a svar you should daven over again. Why? For the svar of levai she is spaladam koliyam kulay. In svar, a person really should be davening the whole day. And there's really nothing wrong with davening the whole day. But what's davening? Yes, in bakoshes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you can ask the seder and seder. That's a new svar, even though usually sofik rabbanim go lekula. You don't have to do the mitzvah over again or the bracha over again. By tefillah hafta of Yechonin, yes, you should daven over again. So I call upon him Kriyishma for sure, you have to daven over again, because you have to be passing your blessing, that Kriyishma is your right. So Drashi, Chayz of the Kriya Kriyishma, why? Kisov Rav Leza, Kriyishma the Raisi. That the Chiyav, we dash him with the Bar Tabom, means talking in these parshas of Kriyishma. The Shachmah of Kamecha, in the morning and at night, you have the Chiyav to say Kriyishma. Vashenki in Sofik Tfilu, he holds your potter, and Rabbi Yechon says, no, if you misut, if you daven or not, you should daven over again. So Drashi, Levai, Shepalon, Kol Ayoin, Vilkos, Kiberlos, Posek, Aloha, Rabbi Yechonin, Vitsofik. Aloha, Kishmu, Vavada, Yispalon. Like we'll soon see the next Gemara, there's no theory here. If a person knows he vade davened already, then he's not allowed to daven a second time. Mashenkin, if you have a sofik, if you davened or not, then you could be semech on Rabbi Yechonin's halacha to say yes, you should daven over again. But in the case where you know claw you daven, you're not allowed to daven a second time with shame chayv. There's halacha, if you want, you can daven a teres nedava. You can make a tefillah nedava if you want to. But to daven chakras twice the teres chayv, you're not allowed to. We'll see you next month. The Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, for your aim mit tefillah, somebody was davening chakras. The Niska Shispal, and remember that he already davened chakras already, he's davening a second time. He is halacha, poistik, you have to stop davening now, the afilu b'yam sabroch. Even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei now. But that's the law. So once you daven once, you're not allowed to daven a second time with Teres Chayva. Because Shachris is connected to Tomid. You're only allowed to bring one Tomid. You can't bring two Tomidim. So if you remember that you daven, you have to stop in the middle. Or to the Teres and the Dover. You can't, that's the law. You can't mix two. You can't make half the Dover and half Chayva. You make the whole thing the Dover, it's good. But to make half and half, that you can't do. The W, yes, the W you can make. Yeah. What? You can daven if you want to. But so, the we don't fit. The law is brought down, you shouldn't daven tefillahs in the Dovah's time. Because it's brought down to daven the Dovah means you're doing something extra, you have to be a bar hocha, you daven no thing with kavona. If you don't daven too much kavona, you have to say, halavai daven the three tefillahs you have to, and don't do more. So nice that we don't daven tefillahs in the Dovah's time. But in the case where you're mesutik, if you daven or not, then the chori should daven again. Then you have Rabbi Yechon's svar. But here, if you remember in the middle that you daven already, you have to stop. Chet Gemara Einim, Vom Rav Nachman, Ki Avina Bei Rabba Bar Avua. Boim when I was by him, Boim when I yes Mishayla. Hani Bnei Bei Rab the Talmidim. They told, Umitkari Duchel B'Shabbos. Comes davening Shabbos by Mara, where Shachos and Mincha, and instead of saying, Ata Kedashto, you start saying, Ata Chorin, Lodam Daven. Mitzvah the Chil B'Shabbos, Mao Sheyigma. Is the person allowed to finish after Chil Nodem Das, or do you have to stop and then go back to Shmon Esrei of Shabbos? The Yom Alon, the Teretz is, Gremrin Koloi Sebrocha. You're allowed to finish no Brocha. You start at the Chaynim, you have to finish no Brocha. Chaynim Nados, you have to finish. So, it's a kasha. Here we're saying, if you realize you're daven, stop in the middle of the Brocha. And the Gemara, what kind of kasha? Okay, what's the sushto? Okay, ashto. Hosom gavra bach yubile. Here by Shabbos, you didn't daven Shmon Esu yet. You're first starting to daven. So you have a chiyah to daven Marav now. It's Mezva Shabbos. Rabbonu hud le'atkuchu. Really, even on Shabbos, you should also daven Yud Ches Brochus.
Just mishum terech, mishum matircha, they weren't much yichy to daven so much. Mishum kovet Shabbos. Havalachal over here, he didn't daven yet. Therefore, we start off with this bracha. We tell him continue off, finish off this bracha. All right, turn off, continue together. Now the Gemara says, "Biyom Rabbi Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, his palel v'nichlus lebeitik neser." Somebody davened already Shmuel Esrei. Now he comes into shul, olmot tzibah shemas palel, and he finds his tzibah that's davening right now Shmuel Esrei. So loch is like this: Im yochol lechadish badover yachsu his palel. He could daven over, and if he wants to daven a second Shmuel Esrei, and he can mechadish like daven. He has something new in mind. What he wants to daven for, he has a reason to daven new. He has the mechadish dover. As yachsu his palel, he has a right to daven over again another Shmuel Esrei with the tzibah. But if he has nothing new to daven for, then al yachsev his palel should not daven a second time. We need both chidushim of Yehudah and Shmuel. That the chura first he said the opposite. Well, the chura says different to halachis. That's why more the question of betzvicha. Why do you have to have both? The first he says is betzvila v'nitzkar that he davened already. He says poisik, stop davening, and here's mashmi, could daven a second time.
Daven once, but there is chayva. You are not allowed to daven a second chayv. So the more tzricha, no, I need these two chedushim. The yashmin and kamayt, just from the first chedush, have a mina, yochid v'yochid. That's the pshat, your first tefillah was v'yochid, and your second tefillah was v'yochid. So about to stop, you're not getting anything.